The Hayes Chamber has launched the Hot Deals section of their website. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger, along with Administrative Assistant Marlis Fletcher, talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You've got some pretty big stuff that we want to talk about today to kick this year off, don't you?
We do. So it's a very exciting week because, number one, it's the first week of a new year. After one heck of a 2020, we are ready to jump up to 2021. And there is no more exciting way than to jump into featuring some amazing businesses that the Chamber has with our new Hot Deals offerings that we've kind of been talking about for the last several months now. But it's official. They are here. You can go to the Chamber's website at hayeschamber.com. On the top right-hand side of the page, you'll see a very cool icon that Scott Gross, our very own VP of Marketing and Communications, created. And you can click on that. And what you'll see once you click on that, our Chamber members throughout the year will have the option to share some different specials that they have, if they have promotions, just different opportunities to get engaged, maybe save some money, get some really cool merchandise. But we think this will be a great way to help keep money locally again this year. And just so people can go, you don't have to be a Chamber member to take advantage of the Hot Deals. We want everybody to actually go visit the website and kind of see what you have to offer. So the very first one that we actually have, drum roll, is Next Tech Wireless. So they got on the ball right away yesterday and submitted their first Hot Deal. So they are offering a mix and match 5 devices with unlimited data for only $125 a month. That
is
huge.
Wow.
So, Marlis, I know you've been talking to some folks, too, about some of these Hot Deals. What do you think we'll maybe possibly see this year?
You know, I think we'll see a lot of different promotions. I think we'll see, you know, we've even talked to some fundraisers, some nonprofits. So I think we're going to see a lot of different things on that Hot Deals tab.
So one thing that's cool, James, about this is the businesses can really kind of customize this how they want. If the offer is going to be a two-month offer, their Hot Deal can start, you know, today and go for 2 months. If they want it to be a two-day offer, they can have it be a two-day offer if it's going to be a week long. So really, we will be including these Hot Deals as an icon in our monthly newsletter. And then, of course, you can always just visit our homepage, again, at the website hayeschamber.com/hot-deals, and then you can visit that there. So we're very excited for this.
Very
so
cool.
So how did Chamber put that on, Sarah? How did they get a Hot Deal on our website?
So that's a fantastic question, Marlis. And James, just for your awareness, too, we are dropping we've had a tutorial video for the past couple of months that members can access, but we are sharing that link again because, of course, this is going live this month. So they can check out the newsletter that will be released on our Chamber website later today for January, and it'll be linked on the homepage or the front page. Yeah.
You know, I'm also curious on this, how often do you imagine you might be flipping out these deals? Is it one per month or is it going to be multiples?
So, James, that's an awesome question. So based on different levels of membership, so just for being a Chamber member, every Chamber member will at least have access to a minimum of one each year. Now, depending on the plan that they have, some have chosen to opt out of having the Hot Deal. Maybe their business isn't really set up to need something for promoting a different special. Like our friends at Enersys, they're like, Sarah, we don't necessarily have anything to sell to the public here because we have big batteries.
Right.
So, you know, there may be a few that don't have them, but for businesses that are contemplating signing up as a Chamber member, you can sign up at different levels of membership and get a different number of these. So to your question, James, we envision having various Hot Deals released throughout the year, just kind of based on when folks have different specials going on, you know. Some of our friends in the restaurant business may choose February for Valentine's Day to share a special, you know, coming up for that.
Very cool. Well, I imagine, too, with it being new, it'll probably grow and evolve over this year and really kind of find its own, you know, down the road a little bit.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, that's a neat little feature. What else you guys got going on?
So this week is also exciting because it's the deadline for our annual Chamber Awards Banquet nominations. And we've been talking about this for the last several weeks now, but want to really make sure that people understand the deadline is this Friday. So we will be giving away 6 awards, and we were thankful to Jason Kennedy. He's our Ellis County Health Services Director. He worked with us on kind of defining what a safe banquet might look like this year. So we will be releasing some information in the Chamber newsletter today that kind of more details what the banquet will look like this year. But those six awards are actually sponsored by six different businesses. So the first award is kind of the biggest one. This isn't the order that they'll be given that night, but the Golden Belt Bank Hall of Fame Award. So this award is given to someone with long-term community service. They've given excellence in their business or profession. We would ideally like for them to just be involved heavily in the community. So but that's kind of the big award for the night. And then NextTech Citizen of the Year Award is also a very big award. This award is given to someone who has also been involved within the community during the past year and has really given of themselves for the betterment of the Hays area and its people. And new to the sponsoring of awards this year is NextTech Wireless, and they've taken over that Businesswoman of the Year Award. And this is an exciting one, too, because it really focuses on business accomplishments, history of community service, and chamber participation. But my favorite component of this award is that it honors women who help other women reach their full leadership potential. So very cool. And then we kind of, when we sent the topics over to you, our events got switched up in there. So if you'll skip over that, James, our final three awards will be the Vive Broadband Rising Star Award. So this will actually go to someone from the ages of 21 to 40 who has demonstrated leadership qualities in our business and community and also has community service and chamber participation. And then the final two awards include Diamond R Jewelry, LLC, and the Strand Event Center Small Business Achievement Award. So that is a mouthful, but we are excited to have them be the sponsor for a small chamber member business who's demonstrated entrepreneurial success in the Hays area. And then I Smile Vision and Dental Helping Hands Award. This is our newest award that gets awarded every year, and this will go to a nonprofit organization or employee who has demonstrated commitment to caring, generosity of spirit, and openness and inclusion.
Very, very cool. Like, what an interesting assortment of awards. And you guys have a lot of fun with this every year. I know last year, the banquet didn't happen last year. I know we're, who knows, and we're still a ways out, but do you think the banquet's going to kick off this year? They're actually going to get together, or is it going to be another virtual event?
So, again, that information will be released in the newsletter, so we don't want to give too much away. We still have two more phone calls to make this morning before we can give out that information. But we do have a worst-case scenario planned for the event. So I will say that the community's health and safety and the good of everybody will be considered regardless of how the evening does play out. So I can tell you there will be at least a minimum of a virtual component to that. And we are prepared to do an all-virtual event if it is needed, if we have higher caseloads and a vaccine has not been distributed, throughout the community as much as we think. We will be working again with Jason Kennedy to make sure that the conditions are right for whatever type of event that is hosted.
Okay. But the important thing for now is to remember to get your nominations in.
Absolutely. Regardless of what the night will look like, we will still give out those six awards. So you can visit the HaysChamber.com website, and if you click on that News and Announcements tab, there is a link for that nomination form. And James, I don't know if with the posting of the podcast later, if you would be able to click or put that link up there too, but that would be great as well.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to it, or if you want to catch this interview again later, just go to the Hays Post and look for the Post podcast. It'll be up there with the links to this and everything else we're talking about. I'll just throw some links. I like the Hot Deals thing too. I'm clicking it. I wish there were more to play with right now, but that is a cool little logo you've got on your website here.
Well, you know, people are getting back from the holidays, so we'll give them a few days to get back in the swing of things.
There you go. And speaking of getting back into the swing of things, how's your week looking?
So we have one event this week. It's the virtual HYP Networking and Engagement Committee meeting on January 7th from noon to 1. A link for the meetings on our calendar website. The HYPs are very near and dear to my heart. So anybody age 21 to 40 who's interested in meeting a lot of professional people and getting involved in the community needs to really consider joining that group.
And you can be a part of that whether you are tied to a chamber member or not. Is that correct, Marla?
That's true.
So they would just need a call. Marla is our resident specialist for the YP program, so she can answer all questions YP and help folks with that program. But we are very excited to see what that group will do this year. Of course, they've gone through a lot of transitions themselves with everything this past year, and we're excited in our January newsletter as well. We'll be sharing some of the leadership updates for that group.
Very cool. You know, I'll just throw this out there, too. You know, if you're not familiar with the group, or if you've never interacted with them, I guess would be a better way to put it. It's a lot of fun. It's not a stodgy kind of serious business group. It's a fun way to interact with other young professionals here in the Hays area.
That's right. It's a great place to meet people that are kind of in the same place in their career. They focus on doing some family-friendly events. Of course, there's some socializing and networking that takes place. And they also have opportunities to do things of volunteer nature. So it's a really great group. They work very hard to provide a lot of different opportunities. If folks have questions, definitely they need to get in touch with us.
Yeah, and they're having a lunch later this month, and they're also having a social hour at Fuzzy's at the end of the month. So those events are on our calendar. Go to our calendar and go check out our YP group.
Yeah, and how does, if somebody was interested in signing up, how do they go about doing that? Is all the information online on your website?
So, yes, we have about the chamber, or get involved, actually, if you click on that tab, there is some information for our YP group there. You can also contact the chamber, but we would just need to have them fill out an application form. The cost for a YP member who is tied to a chamber member business is $100. We also have
a year.
$100 a year, exactly. And then you can also be a YP member if you're not tied to a chamber member business for $140 a year. That will get you communications from the chamber that let you know what's going on, text reminders, emails about things happening throughout the year. We also have a special rate for our Fort Hays and our NCK Tech and our Hays Academy of Hair Design students. They can be part of that group as long as they're 21. The cost for that would be $60 a year.
Very cool. And over the course of the year, I mean, what is that, $5 a month? It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and that's for the Fort Hays, the college-age students.
Right,
so
right.
Definitely plenty of ways to get involved. And then the only other thing we really wanted to talk about today, James, was our calendar does tend to fill up quickly, so we have so many amazing businesses that we want to celebrate this year. If folks have any milestones that they're reaching, if they've received recognition or awards, we want to know about those things. We want to schedule those ribbon cuttings. If there's breaking ground for a new business, we want to be involved in that too. So definitely call us early so we can make sure that we can pencil in a time to celebrate your business. Again, as conditions change and improve, we are still willing to do virtual-only events as needed, and we can also do in-person events and a combination of the two.
Okay. Well, guys, we've got just about 30 seconds left. Anything else we want to sneak in real quick before we go?
You might have gotten some chamber checks for Christmas, so we would just say a friendly reminder, make sure before you tuck those away, just find something to go spend them on. Go find a Christmas present for yourself, or maybe do some early birthday present shopping for the year.
They don't expire, James, but we want you to spend it locally, and now's the time.